This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the money people, that's for sure, which means, by the way, you and I, if you have a 401k, any kind of savings at all, or you're looking for a house, boy, these are tough times financially. Hey, hey. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on this show. I wish I could say that it's nothing but money, money, money that's right there in front of you. Now more than ever, I've heard people say, wouldn't it be great to win the lottery? I always hear that when you look at what's going on with the market, when you look at what's happening for employers who are trying to find employees. There's help wanted signs still all over the place. And there's some crazy things happening. Inflation hitting a new 40-year high. Gas, food, rent. Prices are just surging. Over $5 plus for a gallon of gasoline across the U.S. That's numbers by AAA. If you live in California, wow. Are you walking yet? $6+. Doesn't matter if you have a beater that you've had forever and love, and it used to get you from A to Z and it didn't matter. It doesn't matter because whatever you're pulling up with to the pumps, you're putting in some serious premium do-re-mi, and that's the name of that tune. So it was, like I said, a very tough day on the street. So often I'll hear someone say, well, you know, because I call it the world's biggest crap table. However, it's not just people who have money that have money on the street, that have money in the stock market, because many of you, you could have a great blue-collar job or white-collar job. You have a 401k. You're counting on that when you retire. It's that extra jack that you need. Or maybe you just have your own retirement account that you're putting money into and you're in charge of it. You're obviously watching what's happening on the market and trying to get what you can out of it, squeezing every little penny. Well, the S&P 500 fell 3.9%. NASDAQ, which is always tech heavy, the composite index slumped 4.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 2.8%. So all those numbers, gobbledygook to you, it just means it was down, down, down. Now, the Fed is going to meet, wouldn't I like to be a fly on the wall for that one, Tuesday and Wednesday, and they're expected to raise interest rates. They're trying to tamp down inflation is what is being said, but what are they going to do with that number? That's key. Because the Fed may discuss its biggest interest rate increase since 1994. And central bankers have been promising to be, what's the word? Not cautious. I saw it today. Maybe I saw it in the New York Times or something I read. Nimble. Nimble was the word. Because they're fighting back against inflation. So are they going to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point on Wednesday? Are they going to raise it by 0.5 percentage point or more? What's it going to be? And then they're talking about more numbers moving up, but costs are not doing what they were expected to do. So inflation reaccelerated in May, and it's at its fastest pace. This is what you just need to know. Since 1981. So, 1981. That's not good. So those numbers are running not in the direction that I think the Fed was hoping they were going to run in. Price stability is what we need. Price stability. I mean, desperately we need that, right? So Wall Street is bracing for interest rates to rise more than investors thought they were just a few days ago. And that's going to send stocks even more into the toilet. They're plummeting already. It'll cause other markets to bleed. And that includes things like cryptocurrencies, right? So just hang on. Unfortunately, I hate the word recession, but people are anxious about it. That's the fear. The fear is the recession. With this downturn bouncing even further, down, 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 when we need to claw back up, right? I'll tell you what, the White House, because listen, whatever happens in the money world, when you're the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, it's on your doorstep. I mean, that's what happens. If money's in the right direction, you may heap the praise. If it's in the wrong direction, oh no. So the White House is really, really pushing to let all of us know that the Fed is independent. It's like, hey, you know, my hands are up. Don't blame me. I can't do anything about it. And that whatever they're going to do, with whatever they think is necessary to bring inflation under control, that's what the deal is. I mean, this is a period of transition. So this certainly isn't helping Biden, whose approval ratings are so tanking. He's like in the 30s. If you look at all the aggregate numbers and put all the polling together, he's in the 30s, which also will have an effect on what the midterm elections are. And looking at some of what the Democrats are saying behind the scenes, do they really want him to run the next time around? How many past presidents have not run for that second term in just an initial investigation of that, right? Because I'm a fan of history. Off the top of my head, it's very rare. It's very rare. So this has a ripple effect on so many things. Americans are watching this inflation, and they're watching what's happening. They want more money, want wages to go higher, and it's setting off a crazy chain reaction that has pushed prices even higher. I mean, we've talked about the new terms, right? There's no question about it. Coming up in our next show, I talked to somebody from Bank of America who is an expert on small business, and what are they seeing? What are people doing to push back on this in small businesses? How are they fighting this? So that's something that we're going to continue to talk about on the show, because the numbers are, boy, the numbers are just not there. I mean, not at all not there. Hey, coming up on this show, a couple of other things that we're going to zig and zag in all these different directions that we go in. Obviously, your opinion matters. Our mailbag is always flooded. You've got lots of opinions on what's happening, a lot of it centering around money, jobs, all that kind of stuff. And also, we'll look at kind of a glimpse of what's happening around the country, not all of it negative, some of it kind of head-scratching, I would say. One of them is what in the world is going on at Yellowstone National Park, which I think should be on anyone's bucket list. You can't get in. You can't get into the park. Why can't you get in? We're going to tell you why coming up a little bit later in the show. But on the flip side, some of the other things that have been tucked away on the day, including the January 6th panel, they continue, not prime time, but earlier in the day. What was said? Any of it worth rehashing? We'll do some of that.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Public hearing went off a little bit later than expected. It was 45 minutes later than initially was announced, but whatever, it happened in the morning. And this is the bipartisan committee that's been investigating what happened on January 6th, the attack on the Capitol, for about a year. The committee is made up of 7 Democrats, 2 Republicans. And we know Kevin McCarthy wanted no parts of that because the people that he wanted to be on the committee were rejected by Nancy Pelosi. So these hearings are public and televised. One was primetime, 20 million people watched last week. This time around, the numbers aren't out, but it was earlier in the day, as I said, 12:45 Eastern time. What came out of that? Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney declared during her opening statement that the former president ignored the advice of his campaign team on election night to instead rely on an apparently inebriated Rudy Giuliani, his former personal lawyer. She said Trump rejected the advice of his campaign experts on election night and instead followed the course recommended by a drunk Giuliani just to claim that he won, telling him, just say you won. Just say you won is what they're saying they found out and during this committee, this year-long investigation. Also saying that the Trump campaign's legal team knew there was no legitimate argument, fraud or irregularities, or anything to overturn the election, but they went ahead with the plans for January 6th anyway. Now, you can find the recounts, not the recounts, you can find the facts of this, of just what was said during the day, anywhere from Fox to CNN to, you know, whatever. I dipped in and saw bits and pieces of it, and that's exactly what it was. Lots of statements of, well, here was what was said, etc. Here's the closing, you know, remarks. And Liz Cheney, a Republican, committee member, Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren from California said 22 federal judges appointed by Republican presidents, including 10 appointed by President Trump himself, and at least 24 elected or appointed Republican state judges dismissed the president's claims. She went on to say at least 11 lawyers have been referred for disciplinary proceedings due to bad faith and baseless efforts to undermine the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. And then talked about that the president, the former president, continued to push the stolen election narrative, even though he and his allies knew that the litigation efforts failed. But it's worth pointing out that litigation generally does not continue past safe harbor date of December 14th. But the fact is the litigation went on, and that decision makes more sense when you consider the campaign's fundraising tactics. Because if the litigation had stopped, there would have been no fight to defend the election and no clear path to continue to raise millions of dollars. Now, here's the other part of this, because remember, a lot of the people around Trump were part of what the committee heard, part of what their take was on it. And that's where they're getting that, some of that. Former Attorney General Bill Barr said that then President Trump's focus on an alleged discrepancy between the number of absentee ballots issued and the number of absentee ballots cast was comparing apples to oranges. He said that the problem, for one, like in Pennsylvania, is that Republican State Senator Doug Mastriano threw out a number, and what he did was he mixed it up. He took the number of applications for the Republican primary. He compared it to the number of absentee votes cast in the general election. But once you go and look and compare, there's no discrepancy at all. And he says, I think at some point I covered that with the president. So he's basically saying, in this one case, that this Republican state senator said one thing that he didn't know what he was saying. He didn't compare the right things. And he told the president that, which then, of course, set his hackles up. And then Barr is saying, well, at some point, I covered that with the president, but not initially, because, like, where are some of the numbers coming from? And then you have where you get the intoxication thing. You have a former Trump campaign spokesperson. Remember, we saw him a lot during the campaign, Jason Miller, who said that Giuliani was definitely ripped, intoxicated, bombed, when he advised President Trump to declare victory on election night. That he was absolutely, you know, intoxicated. And effectively, what he said was, we won it, they're stealing it from us. Where did all the votes come from? We need to go say that we won. And essentially, anyone who didn't agree with that position was being weak. So he's saying that, again, it was Giuliani saying this is a bunch of nonsense, but he was bombed, and he was feeding that to President Trump. So this was a lot of what I kept hearing is, was he drunk? You know, intoxicated? What did he say? And where was he getting the election fraud? And then what the Republican state senator said and what was being fed to him. So this was really most of what that second day focused on. And in the end, and I've said this a few times now, when this is all said and done, what comes out of this? What has changed? What is different? What ultimately is recorded that makes any difference to in the next series of election cycles? Or what happens in the midterm? I think what happens in the midterm is that Democrats are going to get hammered. They're going to get hammered because of what's going on with the economy. Because today is now. What's in people's wallet and how they can feed their families and the insaneness of the gas prices is what we're seeing. And that's what I believe, and based on so much of the email that I get from so many of you, which is a crisscross of so many different types of people. You know, I always say about the show, and I hope that you take this to heart, I don't care what you label yourself, and throw out Democrat, Republican. What ultimate, where's the common sense? The common sense is what people are looking for. And what happens when you see that you're told one thing, but it keeps getting worse and getting worse and getting worse? And I also believe that as much as there were warning signs, we saw what went on during the pandemic and the flood of money that was necessary in many cases. But then, you know, when the tide goes out, the tide's coming back in. And was there any preparation for that? And that's the balance that a lot of people are feeling. We're still feeling the results of that. So this is only the second of these public hearings. There's more to come. And what does this ultimately, politically speaking, what ultimately does effect does this have on the midterm elections? And I don't think it's going to have any effect whatsoever at all. I think it has no effect. I think it's all of what's happening now. And then, so for the record, okay, so you've got the committee and what the committee found out, but what does it mean ultimately solutions-wise? If you think, okay, clearly there were some things obviously that were atrocious, unacceptable, despicable that happened on January 6th, and any of us who believe in our government, our form of government, of democracy, we don't want to be a third world country. We don't want to have to be on guard with high fences, because who knows what's going to happen the next time somebody doesn't like something that happens with election results, etc. Could there be that angry mentality that sends a flood of people in that direction again? That's something I hope I never see in my lifetime. Protesting, yes. Disgruntled, disgusted, not happy, figuring out ways to elect the kind of people you want to elect. I agree 100%. But I want to know what the solutions are coming out of this. And I truly think there's not going to be any solutions coming out of this as to how do we protect our seat of democracy. Your opinions next as we hit the mailbag.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien was set to testify on Monday in Washington during the second day of public hearings hosted by the House January 6th Select Committee, but he pulled out at the last minute due to his wife going into labor. The committee relied on previously recorded testimony of Stepien, where he advised Trump not to declare that he won.
My recommendation was to say that votes were still being counted. It's too early to tell. too early to call the race.
Stepien said his advice was ignored by Trump in favor of words from Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was described as intoxicated. Police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, are receiving death threats after they arrested 31 men affiliated with the white nationalist group Patriot Front near an LGBTQ event over the weekend. This is USA Radio News. Wall Street has fallen into bear market territory, the Dow losing 876 points, a near 3% drop. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq dropped 531 points, or about 5%. The S&P 500 lost 151 points, close to a 4% fall. Sell-off driven by concerns about the economy, inflation, and the Fed raising interest rates faster than previously signaled. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a House bill to protect Supreme Court justices and their staffs will not pass the Senate. He and Texas Republican John Cornyn, who drafted a bill that only covered the justices, accused House Democrats of trying to stall the measure. Cornyn's bill, written with Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons, passed the upper chamber unanimously. Crews from California to New Mexico fighting wildfires, forcing people to leave their homes. That includes a ski resort on the outskirts of Flagstaff, Arizona, along with hundreds who were told to evacuate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's dig in the mail bag.
Dig in the mail bag.
Yeah!
Patrick. And in fact, the first word that he has to say is, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I understand that you went to school at Ohio University. I did, too. I don't think we were there at the same time, although I'm not sure. But this isn't about where we went to school. It's about a new law in my state that allows teachers to carry guns in schools without a permit. The governor signed a law, which also, by the way, applies to any custodians and bus drivers and others, that gets rid of training requirements. I am all for teachers being armed if they know how to use the guns, and even then, there could be accidents. I get why there is the push to do that because of Uvalde, which was unthinkable, I suppose, just horrible to read any of the accounts of what happened there and to hear what's gone on with families and all of the repercussions of that terrible, terrible day. But for goodness sake, it has to make sense to not require Ohioans to have handgun training, to carry and have a concealed firearm. Really, I think, is a dumb thing for the state to do. I believe in carrying guns when you know how to use them. And I believe in gun rights, but I don't think that this was a good way to go. Because you said that, I went today and looked up a bunch of what was happening. And I know what you're talking about. I asked somebody, and it's called House Bill 99. And that's what it does is it actually lowers the required training hours for armed personnel from 728 to 24 hours, right? And DeWine said he thinks that law enforcement, that they should carry the guns at school. And, of course, so much of this is because of the push to do something to react to what happened in Texas and have that not happen, or have a better shot, so to speak, of that not happening at any school in Ohio. And then there's this other part of this is there's the National Conference of State Legislatures, where 28 states allow people other than security officers to carry guns on school grounds, right? What's interesting is they do Gallup polls for everything, and I saw this in an article, actually, that there was a Gallup poll a couple of years ago that was done that showed, and I'd like to see an updated one, because this was like 4 years ago, that showed 73% of teachers oppose the idea. But in Ohio, you can carry guns on school grounds, employees can, and that's been on the books for years, as long as the local school board says it's okay. So it's up to the school boards for them to decide what it is. So here's the thing. I have two very close friends, very close, not acquaintances, close friends that I grew up with that live in Israel. Their children went to school where teachers were armed. They felt good about that because the teachers, and as in Israel, everybody has to serve in the military, and they were, skilled or had experience with weapons, and they felt as though if something unforeseeable happened or they needed protection, and of course, we're talking about two different parts of Israel, they feel comfortable that the teacher would be able to protect them, and this would be one way. The part of this that is not good is just giving someone having no requirements or very little requirements and somebody not being comfortable. That would not be a good thing. Because imagine you take the shot, but you want that to be the kill shot, so to speak. You do, right? Somebody told me not too long ago, here's the thing. If you own a gun and it's for protection, you don't want to ever want to use that gun. But if you do, shoot to kill. Because if somebody does invade your home or they come after you, you don't want to miss. You don't want that gun to be used on you. And certainly we don't want to see that in a school scenario. And I'm wondering if more schools or more states will do what DeWine has done. And is it a smart thing? I'm for firearm safety. And again, my friends in Israel and their examples were good. They felt secure about that. They said there was always conversation about it, but nobody was against it because of what they believe to be the concern, the skill, the care, etc., that they felt as though the teachers were absolutely skilled enough in using a gun that if they had to do it, the chances of an accident, there's not 100%, would be a lot less, though. Because can you just imagine that? If you had teachers that were taking out kids accidentally, and then you take the discussion to a whole new thing. So I think we're going to see more of what's happening with DeWine, but it's going to go back to the individual school boards. I mean, it's all coming back down to that. It all comes back down to what the schools feel like is necessary and what they can do and what is happening in the state and what the laws are. And is it a private school? Is it a public school? Is it a charter school? And everything in between that you can imagine. And this is a big part of the discussion. In fact, on almost all school agendas, and then remember, a lot of schools obviously out for the summer, other than school sessions, summer sessions, as all of that kicks back in, I think that's, in fact, I know, again, from other friends, that these are concerns that are coming up with future school board agendas and have always been there in the last 2 years. But also part of that was replaced by the pandemic and discussions on masks and coming to school. And so guns and guards and some of that was still there and discussed, but it wasn't the top item on the agenda. Now it's being moved to the top, and then everything else, the funding, the things that happen in individual districts, et cetera, money, where it's allocated, all of that, where the resources are going. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from the Queen. I love it. Somebody calls himself, I'm the Queen. Kate, it's the Queen. And gas is out of control. So I've looked into electric vehicles. I never thought I would do that. Not saying I couldn't picture myself driving one, but I just thought it was out of my range of affordability. Turns out it's not necessarily out of affordability range, but out of the question, because you're just going to get in line. As I've talked to a couple of dealerships, yes, I can get in line, but it's going to be a while, and especially if I'm picky even about the color of the car that I want to get. But if I'm going to invest, I should certainly be able to get the kind of car I want to invest. And then my concern is, in my area, I get kind of vague answers as to charging stations and how long it is going to take to make it more available. There are charging stations, but it's not like, you know, the gas station on every other corner. And I think I'm like you. I've heard you talk about really just basically being on fumes when you go to fill up. I'm glad someone pays attention to that. And I have a fear that I would be one of those people that would definitely not be paying close enough attention to what was going on when it came to electricity. But I'm game to get in the middle of this. I just would like to be able to see the availability go up, and hopefully that happens as the supply chain maybe normalizes in the next couple of years. Until then, I'm going to be like everybody else, furious about what I'm paying at the pump and trying to figure out ways to cut back on how much I have to drive. So you've pretty much said it all. That's what I've talked about, with the availability, the charging stations, all of that. Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, we're seeing gas prices, we know. I give it to you every single week. I mean, these are the facts. These are not manipulated in any direction. Look, they jumped 39 cents to over $5 a gallon average. That's the average. Some less, some way more. This is regular gasoline, by the way, over the past 3 weeks. Absolutely, right? All right, so everybody's getting all of their whining out right here at the top. This is from Edward. Kate, I went shopping the other day for my wife. I was on one of those honey-do list kind of things because she's done so much for me lately, and she was tied up with kiddos, and I was stunned at, I guess what I didn't realize, because I was too busy with other things, and how much the groceries cost. I paid more for eggs than I think I've ever paid in my life. Bread was up ridiculous, not at all what I thought I was paying for bread. It was over six something. And forget about produce. I bought a bunch of apples, and the bag of apples I got, it wasn't as though I couldn't carry them because they were so heavy. It was maybe a handful of apples, and they were dollars and dollars more than I expected to pay. So needless to say, I paid well over 100 plus for maybe less than a week's worth of groceries, and many of the things that I had gotten on her list were staples. Yeah, being a good guy, that's nice that you went out and did those errands. It's good that your eyes were opened. You're going to shell out more for the things that you need. And like you said, it's just some of the basics. All right, anything you want to talk about, send it to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tail end of the show, got some great news. Are you a fan of Yellowstone? Ooh. It is my bonanza. When I was a really little girl, I mean, when I say I was a really little girl, I wasn't in school. I was a kid, right? I was a young kid. I can remember my grandmother watching, I think that's how it went, the Bonanza theme song. And I call Yellowstone my upgraded bonanza. I love Yellowstone. So they're going to do a season 5. Yeah. So that's what the applause is for. We need the great escape. My great escape is Kevin Costner and his show. I love the role that he plays in this. There's something about this Dutton Ranch and the things that happen. And it's Kevin Costner as the patriarch of the family, John Dutton. And then the whole Dutton clan and what happens to them, people trying to take their land away and their arguments with the local tribe and then other things that are exploding in the in this series. And I just think it's so well done. It's great storytelling. And since I started watching this, I paid more attention to, okay, so who's responsible for all of this? They don't start filming, so don't get too excited, by the way, because as in everything, we have to wait. They're not even filming until, I think they're filming now, but the new episodes don't start airing until, like, the second week in November. But I love the story of the guy who created this, Tyler Sheridan. He came up with this series, or Taylor Sheridan. He came up with this whole thing, right? And so I guess there's going to be 14 new episodes, and I think it's just so well done. I like it. It's simple. It's good versus evil, what you think is good or evil. It's what happens on this ranch. It's the cowboys on the ranch and what they do day to day. And every once in a while, there'll be like the calm before the storm. But check it out. It's on Paramount, if you get Paramount. And it's a good, good show. It's a good show. I like all of the cast, and I like the whole idea of this family and their problems, because there's serious problems and dysfunction with this family. But just amazing storytelling. Okay, so there you go. The rest of Odds and Ends goes like this. Boy, we started off on some really high notes here on this show, didn't we? I'm always thinking of ways that, listen, as awful as it can get, and the things that are swirling around us that infuriate us, there are other things that are also going on in the world that are worth mentioning. But I got to give you the payoff to, speaking of Yellowstone, I got to give you the payoff of what's going on at Yellowstone National Park. Temporarily closed. Bummer for all the people that want to go there. And I would put this on my list if I were you. I haven't been there enough. I need to go back. I need to go back and see some of this incredible opportunity to see unbelievable, mind-blowing nature. But they announced that all entrances had to be closed because of these terrible conditions. They've had unprecedented rainfall and flooding. Isn't it ironic, right? You look in another part of the country like California, the drought is just awful, what's happened there, and then other parts of the Southwest. But all of them had to be closed. I went and looked at this. You have roads that are just have crumbled, rock slides, mud slides, all of that. So there's no way you could have traffic in any direction. I don't know that that's ever happened. Because they were saying, look, we have to even evacuate some areas of the park where we have flat-out bridge failures and mudslides. I mean, we got to get visitors out of there because we think there's going to be higher flood levels. We see it with the water and the wastewater systems and all of that. So we're going to have to close, especially that northern loop, for a big chunk of time. And the reopening depends on the floodwaters receding. And once we look at the damage, right? Typically in June, to give you an idea from their own data that the National Park Service has, more than 780,000 people would visit the park because kids are off from school, families go, or people take a vacation, hikers, others, nature lovers that want to go and see it. And that's a lot of people that will not be able to visit the park, and they're just putting out all kinds of warnings about streams and creeks, and not a good time to be at Yellowstone, unfortunately, right? Because of the crazy amounts of water. Crazy, crazy amounts of water. All right, and speaking of water, kind of there's a theme here. This is something I also saw today. As somebody, and I'm not bragging, this is probably one of the dumbest things I ever did, but one of the most exhilarating things I ever did. And I was 21 when I did this, but I hiked up and down the Grand Canyon in a day. And I remember when I went down to the bottom, I was with a boyfriend. And when I went down to the bottom, there were people that were on rafts, and they you could tell they were on trips. I mean, it was just a couple of rafts that happened to go by. And then I saw something today, because you look at the river, and where I was, it was relatively calm, but a 47-year-old woman died over the weekend because she fell into the Colorado River, right? She had hiked into the canyon. She was meeting a river trip at a place called Phantom Ranch, and I've seen that. And she was starting there. She was doing a multi-day boating trip, and she was cooling off. It just shows you how easy this stuff can happen. She was cooling off along the beach area, and she was caught by the current in the river. And they couldn't get her. They couldn't reach her by boat. And finally, somebody got to her. They finally got to her by boat. and pulled her from the river. They started CPR immediately, and they couldn't resuscitate her. Oh, I mean, they got a helicopter, got her out of there, all that, but couldn't save her. And see, look how that starts off. She's meeting. She's excited. She goes down. She's obviously experienced in hiking down, going down to the bottom and catching them. And then something as simple as she's in the river cooling off, and she gets caught up in a current. And, you know, you always hear this about be careful of the currents. I'm near beaches now. You hear, watch out for riptides, signs all over, currents, and how they change. And in your mind, especially if you're a decent swimmer, you don't really think about that. And I'm thinking, there's like no way. How she just goes down. She's going to hook up with them. She's excited. Certainly not thinking, ooh, you know, I got to kind of pull back on this a little bit because look at how this is, look where the water's moving. Of course not. What a sad, sad story, right? Oh, very, very sad story. Moving along to the COVID list of those testing positive. We haven't done that in a long time, right? The Rolling Stones had to cancel a concert in Amsterdam. Bummer for those people because lead singer Mick Jagger got COVID-19, tested positive. So they had to call off that concert, and he just had some symptoms, light symptoms. And what are they going to do? They just say, for the safety of the audience and other musicians and the touring crew, that's what we have to do. I mean, look, he had heart surgery a couple of years ago. He's 78 years old. Can you believe he's 78 years old? I mean, the Rolling Stones summer tour is in honor of their 60th anniversary. How many times have you seen the Stones? Have you seen them play in person? I mean, this would be the time to catch them, right? But 60th anniversary, that long that music has held up. I mean, that's what you could say. Because, I mean, no matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, I guarantee, whether you like the Rolling Stones or not, you have heard some Rolling Stones music. I mean, if we named off maybe 10 different bands that I know you've heard of or you've heard one of their tunes, absolutely the Rolling Stones would be in the top five. And if you haven't, welcome to the Rolling Stones because they're playing us out. Thanks for listening to this show, y'all. Make it count.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.